This is Earth and Sky. South Korean researchers recently announced they'd created several cloned human embryos.
Here's how they did it. They took an egg donated from a woman, removed its DNA, and replaced that with DNA from another adult. The resulting embryo would have the second adult's DNA. It would be the clone of that person.
The goal of the South Korean research isn't to create fully functioning human clones. It's to create a source of stem cells that might aid those with Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, diabetes, and spinal cord injuries. Surveys indicate most Americans oppose human cloning, even for medical research. And there's a ban in the U.S. on federally funded embryonic stem cell research.
But other nations, including China, Singapore, Korea, and Great Britain, are continuing this line of research. And that caused Art Kaplan, a bioethicist at the University of Pennsylvania, to ask an interesting question.
These are all places where embryonic stem cell research is going to go forward. So one moral question that becomes relevant is, if one of these countries gets a cure for diabetes or Parkinsonism, will we prohibit it from coming into this country because it was made from an embryo?
For more about stem cell research and a transcript of our interview with Dr. Kaplan, come to earthsky.org. That's our program for today. With thanks to the National Science Foundation, we're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.